festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from the world, this world, and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table and took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You don't know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean though not all of you." For he knew who was for to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and put on his robe and had returned to the table and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me a teacher, the Lord. You are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now, the Son of the Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, now I say to you, where am I going? You cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you will love one another, just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. And we failed to, in our planning of all these worship services, put an opening hymn in this bulletin. So we thought, I had somebody who said, it's a certain daughter of a pastor said to me, I've never been in a Lutheran service that hasn't had a song this far in. So can we sing Amazing Grace on 779 together at this time?
Thank you.
We continue with our drama / message, A Place at the Table.
I am so mad at God. First, my mother gets cancer. My father is checked out. My son needs corrective surgery. $15,000 and insurance won't cover it. I used to love to worship. Need worship. But there's no place for me at the table.
I'd love to know more about church. I've never been to a church. I don't even know what they do there. Well, I guess I remember my grandmother taking me once when I was 7. I guess I remember a little bit. But I just have so many questions. I don't think I'd be worth their time. There's no place for me.
Mom's gonna kill me. I made some choices that I can't go back on. They weren't good choices, and I do not know how to fix them. I need help telling my mom. I need help knowing what to do. Church, I don't think there's a place for me.
I've messed up quite a bit over the years, in and out of jail. I'm mostly just drunk. I can't seem to be able to fix my own problems. I've let a lot of people down. I don't think there's a place for me in any faith community.
I struggle to believe in God at all. I mean, my mind rebels at the idea that God exists. Would God even care about our world, even if he did exist? I wish I had the faith, the hope. I just don't think there's a place for me hanging out with a bunch of people of faith.
I was helped by you. Did you know that? You gave me food. I stopped by once a month and took food from your cart here. The pastor said it was okay. Sometimes they even gave me a little bit of money to help with gas. I really didn't know much about your religion. I actually thought it was just for rich people. But now that I look around, I think I want to know more. Am I welcome here?
I let my anger get the best of me. I really told them off. I was mad. But I love them, and I can't forgive myself. And I don't feel comfortable coming to worship anymore. If I can't forgive myself, how can anyone else forgive me? I don't think there's a place for me here.
I always see the grown-ups going up for communion. I'm only 4. I'll probably have to wait until I'm older. I'm not sure there's a place for me.
I've been active in church all my life. And now my mind and body are failing. I can no longer serve others the way I used to or want to. I wonder if there's a place for me in this world. I wonder if there's a place for me in my church.
We share these elements every week. Are we aware of the welcome? Are we aware of the words? Are we aware of the promise that brings us together? As we join these faces that have joined us today, say these words not only for yourself, but knowing that sometimes the person next to you needs to hear these words too. So join me in the communion liturgy for just a moment. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and good that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, Holy God, mighty and immortal, through Christ our Lord, who, loved us to the end and gave his life upon the tree that the world might be drawn to him. In the night of his arrest, the Lord took bread, broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As Jesus gave thanks to God, we also gave thanks for his sacrifice. On that same night, in the same way, the Lord Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you. Remember me." As Jesus gave thanks, when you eat this bread, when you drink this cup, remember the Lord Jesus. Remember and be thankful until he comes.